we've been working on Deborah's career, and it had taken some twists and turns, and she was on Capitol Records at the time, and we knew that we were going to be able to record with Charlie Colello out in L.A., who had done some Juice Newton stuff, and if you look at his biography, I didn't really know that much about it at him at the time, but when I looked him up, the man has produced and arranged hits, I mean, 50 number ones or something like that from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Barbra Streisand and on and on and on and on and on. So we were trying to write something that would be a really cool, really, you know, the best song we could come up with for that experience. So we were, Deborah and I were writing with some different people and ourselves, and we had an appointment to write with a guy named Rory Burke, who had had a bunch of hits, and he had a big pop hit with Jennifer Warren, so I Know a Heartache When I See One. And anyway, so we got together with Rory to try and see what we could come up with, and Rory came over to our house, and just as soon as he walked in, he said, I've got this idea, and if you don't like it, it's okay, it won't hurt my feelings, but he said, no, what is it? So he tells us the idea, and it was a really good idea. I can't remember what it was, but instead of saying, oh, that's cool, or responding to it immediately, Deborah and I both went silent because our brains were thinking of what, you know, we wanted our response to be like, what we could do with it. We were going to, you know what I mean? Our brains were trying to figure out what angle to take this idea, because it seems like it might have had two or three different approaches. And in that little pause while we're thinking and not responding to his idea, Rory says, wait a minute, did I say my feelings wouldn't be hurt? I lied, you know? And I said, hey, that could be a good song right there. And he goes, what? I said, well, did I say I wouldn't be hurt, you know, if our whatever love didn't work? Baby, I lied. And that's how we went, oh, okay, let's write that. So it was just a response from conversation, talking to him when he walked in the door. And he said that, and it kind of gave us an idea for a song.